At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
What's going on? This is Melvin and KJ, and we're here with our marketing team from Florida in general.
The president of Florida.
Yeah. The what? The president. We're the president. Well, we might need a recount. We're here with our whole team. Why would I say whole team? Our marketing team. Let's put it that way.
Yes, the whole marketing team.
You know, and I just wanted to get some faces, and we're at our partners here in Jacksonville's mortgage office, First Coast. I can't even speak. It's on the wall, and First. I can't read. First Coast, Mortgage Funding. Say that 10 times fast. But we wanted to do a little quick intro of the team. It's not often that we all get to be together in the same room at the same time. We took a trip up here for the Jacksonville Real Producers, which was phenomenal. We had an incredible night last night in the Jacksonville Stadium.
At the Jag Stadium,
which was cool.
And there's something about the name of the stadium that you say it in a weird voice.
Well, I mean,
Duval.
Duval.
But what does that mean?
That's the county.
Oh, yeah. County.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
We don't scream Tampa.
It's
or
very
like,
confusing when people come here and they cut like the performers at the arenas and things because everyone starts chanting Duval, which sounds shockingly like boo.
It does.
So
I can see
you
that.
Have to like tell people out of town like they're gonna say Duval, but that's a good thing. It's
right.
A good thing, right?
Yeah. I gotcha.
So we'll do some quick little intros. Obviously, you know, KJ and I, the Rebrew podcast, Milestone Title. And then we have Leanne, who is marketing extraordinaire here in Jacksonville. Very small team, but holy moly, are they incredible at what they do. You know, so really the ultimate goal is I want people to know that Milestone isn't just Tampa. Like, Milestone is Florida. You know, there's a world we live in that could expand at some point, I'm sure. You know, but there is more to us than just the Tampa market. So that's where Leanne comes into play. And, we have Paul, who at some point, you know, everybody will meet Paul. We have a lot in the works. And then we have our partner in crime, Rachel, who everybody sees on social media, but we haven't gotten her in front of the camera yet for a podcast. So we're ripping off them Band-Aids. But we just wanted to kind of open it with that and kind of introduce you to the team and the people behind everything that Milestone's doing as far as, like, the marketing pushes and, you know, all the training and the leading with education. Like, we have a killer group of human beings here that are, you know, pushing the envelope when it comes to how much we can do for someone to help them grow. And I think it's incredible, and I'm super excited to be a part of all of it. So
today's topic, when we get into the meat of it, is kind of bringing the skill set of whatever you did prior to being in real estate. Most of our listeners are in real estate, but most people came from something else. Unless your family is in real estate and you just fell right into it, then you've got something else that you're bringing to the table. So we're going to discuss that today. So let's just go over the four of us, like, briefly before we bring on our special guest. Who's going to look a lot like someone already sitting here.
Yeah, very, very that.
If you're not watching this, follow us on YouTube and you can watch it there. Let's just talk about what we did before, and then we'll bring that in when we bring our special guest to talk about what skills we brought from those careers.
Deal.
You want to start?
I'll start.
Let's go.
Duval.
I'm gonna put on my Duval voice.
I did a lot of things, but I would say just to kind of cliff notes, my background was kind of like call center financial background was the majority of like my adult career. I grew up in real estate, whole family's in real estate, mom, dad, sister. I mean, everybody in some form or fashion is in real estate. Our best friends growing up owned a title company. So I was not a stranger to title and what that stuff does. You know, and I am very, I get bored, so I do a lot of things. You know, but I think there's a lot of importance in understanding that your career that you were in prior to could adapt very well into whatever you move into. Like you have to be open to that change though. I think a lot of people come in from, well, I was a teacher or, oh, I worked at Starbucks or whatever, right? Bring it in. Like customer service skills at Starbucks are killer. Like, yeah. You know, like Chick-fil-A. I don't think, mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Chick-fil-A, yeah. My pleasure. I just, sure. I mean, could imagine like doing a transaction, like a mortgage or something when I still have my license as long as I finish my continuing education this month. But I can imagine like just taking that customer service skill set, yeah. And applying it to the mortgage industry, applying it to title. Like, don't knock it. Like, well, I don't know this industry. You don't have to. Just know yourself and move on. But that's a little bit, little cliff notes of my past. A lot of financial stuff, credit card companies, big ones, Capital One, USAA, you know, insurance. I got a little insurance background from when I was at USAA. Just a lot of different areas that I've learned from. And I think one of the coolest transitions for me was taking those, and I say it all the time in our industry, mortgage or real estate or even title, like taking those call center skills that they teach you and like how to, you know, soft no's and how to not say no and how to navigate a hard conversation, objections, how to get over objections. Mm-hmm. Like those skills, like I hated those jobs because as soon as you get there at 9 o'clock and you hit that button, it's like, dude. Hi, you for calling. It's like over and over again, 250 times a day, right? But like, you can be mad at it, or you can look at it and go, "Damn, like that really did change how I handle calls and leads skills and drills. Skills and drills." I like that. That's the title of the podcast: Skills and Drills.
I was just thinking. Done.
Skills and Drills is the new title of this podcast. We do this on the fly. But yeah, it's cool.
Did you say military service?
Oh, yes.
And thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah. Hence all the, I'm always in green and I'm usually pretty comfortable. I mean, it is like 32 degrees in Jacksonville. I swear it's like literally 32 degrees outside right now. But it looks like I'm going to the beach. So there's that. But yeah, military, Air Force, almost 9 years. And I worked in maintenance. So I would say that's another background skill set, I guess. I like to work on things. I've had 45 vehicles, I would say, 45 total, 36. So it's a bit of a hobby. Mm-hmm. And I like tinkering and working. Both. And I got bored, and I joined as a Marine.
You got bored, so you joined the Marines.
Yeah,
I did. So and that's what's – and people don't like
– You joined the Marines.
I did. Well, because I was making good money at Capital One, but I didn't feel fulfilled. Like, I mean, I think that's why people gravitate towards me a lot is because I actually care. Like, I'm not doing this for a paycheck. Like, I am, but like, I'm not. That's not the mindset going into it.
Oh, that was part of our conversation at 1 o'clock in the morning last night. Was it? Just how much about a lot. Late night Jacksonville. The way Melvin makes people feel when he's around them and why people.
We were talking about you last night.
Oh, thanks. I don't know. It's just, it's a real thing. Like, I really do enjoy helping people. That's why I joined the military. But I did realize when I joined, I did join as Marine, and I met a couple of them. Like, I'm still really in this closet right now, and this is probably not the place to be for me. Honestly, like, what really, really set me off is, and again, this is perspective. I tell my realtors all the time, don't go into everything thinking like, oh, I'm the number one at this, and I'm never going to learn anything because I know everything. You don't know everything. Yeah. I didn't even have this perspective. My buddy who was in the Air Force, the one thing he told me that, I mean, outside of meeting a couple of Marines, we love you, we need you, we appreciate you. Y'all are a different breed. You know it. Everybody has the tattoo. Everybody has the USMC. Yeah. It's a whole thing. But what really set it off for me was not even that. It was, he goes, wouldn't you rather fly over the bullshit than be in the bullshit? And I was like, huh. Good point. It was, because for me, it was like, what haven't I tinkered with? Airplanes and tanks. So I was like, I'm going to work on a tank. That'd be cool. And he was like, you don't want to be down there on the bottom while everybody's getting ran over and create chaos. And I'm like, oh, good. I could just fly over it.
Right.
So that's why I did that. Shout out to him. And then my cousin at the time worked on fighter jets, and he made another perspective because I was so like a kid. I was like, I want to work on fighter jets. How cool. And he goes, you don't want to work on fighter jets? I was like, why? He's like, you can't fly in them. You will never get a ride in a fighter jet. Like, you're never going to go anywhere in it.
True.
I was like, oh. He said, you want to work on the big plane so you can actually go in it and go wherever it goes. So I was like, oh, good call.
Right.
So I got to travel the world.
Cool.
On y'all's tax money. It was phenomenal.
On all y'all's tax money.
On y'all's tax money. It was a good time. But that was me. We'll pass it on. Pass the bike. Pass the baton.
Take the wand.
So I didn't have quite as many careers, but I was actually a special ed teacher for 14 years. So elementary and actually mostly in middle school realm. So definitely a lot of great skills that have translated into marketing. Just had an opportunity. We moved from Georgia to this part of Florida and didn't want to teach anymore. I was just kind of in a season where my kids were young, and it's exhausting to teach kids all day and then come home and have your own kids all day. Mm-hmm. So I just was looking for something new, and this marketing opportunity in the real estate space came about. And there are so many things that I learned as a teacher, or just was good at as a teacher, just in communication and problem solving and being creative, because, you know, part of my role in marketing isn't just to market Milestone, but it's to partner with the agents that we work with and help them market themselves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, doing budget-friendly, you know, pop-by gifts, or helping them do things on Canva, you know, doing quick designs that they can then use for their marketing, hosting photo events where agents can come and get photos taken and then use that in their branding. Those are all things that, you know, I love about my job now, and I've taken skills that I had as a teacher in communication, in, you know, patience and just dealing with lots of different personality types and that kind of thing have just translated really well into what I do now. And I don't have to teach. Or I get to teach grown-ups. Not kids.
Now you're teaching grown-ups. They don't get paid enough. Teachers, you know, they should get paid a lot more than
military
they do.
Military teachers, law enforcement, like they deserve so much more. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine the stuff you had to go through, not even mental and emotional, but like even physical. I mean, being in that position,
with special ed, I don't know what type of special ed, but some of them require a lot of like physical,
right?
Mm-hmm. Not as much in my realm. I was more kids with ADHD, learning disabilities. So I did push in where I would go into a regular classroom and help assist the teacher. And then pull out to small group, which I always enjoyed too.
That does make sense, because we squirrel a lot. She's just like
back to what we were saying. Uh-huh. Maybe her name should be the fisherman.
And he'll just be the brain.
Just the brain.
That's funny.
And then Rachel, I'll give you your magic wand.
Okay.
What you got going on, girl?
I have a lot of jobs in my background. My first job ever was actually Liberty Tax. I was the Statue of Liberty.
Whoa!
Dancing on your street corner. I will not be sharing a photo of that in this podcast.
This is where we dub in the photo.
If you don't dress up in that outfit again, I'll be a Milestone, Brandon.
I'll do it. But like, as an introvert, my first job, dancing on a street corner, you know what I mean? Like,
as the Statue of Liberty.
As the Statue of Liberty, like in high school. Yeah.
In Florida.
Uh-huh. Oh, I mean, I was like drenched. Like, yeah, the dying. Statue of Liberty was looking rough.
Sexy, rough.
She was like, going literal. Through it. She was really going through it.
Oh my God, that's your new name.
So,
Lady Liberty.
Oh, listen, let freedom ring. let title ring.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your freedom.
So wait, what did you do after?
So I did a lot of things after, but
please tell me you were another mascot. Please tell me you were
the one and only time I was a mascot. It was just brutal, but I was getting honked at, you know. But I did learn a lot of good dance moves.
Wow.
I bring that into title. Yeah. I have two dance moves in my arsenal. You've probably seen them both.
One of them is definitely this one.
But I eventually ended up in real estate. So my dad is a broker. My mom is an agent. I grew up, I always joke that I was probably conceived at an open house.
Scandalous.
Viewer discretion is advised. But no, I always joke that I wouldn't end up in real estate, and then I ended up in real estate. So I was an admin, like an operations manager for a real estate team. So I learned a lot. I learned the contract, listings, pretty much everything an agent did besides open the door. And then I eventually moved into title, and I love it. So I found my little forever home with my title family. And yeah, I love it. So I feel like between Liberty, Miss Liberty, and the real estate team, I just bring an Liberty, array of...
Liberty and title for all.
Oh, my God.
Liberty and title.
Yeah. Liberty.
I never knew that. I learned something new every day. I've learned something new about all of you today. Well, not you yet, but I'm sure you guys...
Oh, it's coming. I'm sure it's coming.
Something's going to slip out later and be like, oops.
You didn't know that already.
I learned a lot last night at 1 a.m. A lot in my bonnet. So
I learned a lot in my bonnet.
It was funny because she's like, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. We're not going downstairs. And an hour yap session, me and KJ just.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah.
No, we weren't even looking at each other. We were literally. No. She was in her bed.
Wait, you were like talking.
It was like in bed, in the dark.
In the dark.
Yes.
It was a big girl sleepover.
Yeah. It was like, I just did. Sleepover yap session. Yeah. We touched every topic under the sun.
Oh my goodness. So.
Bounce. We didn't have the fisherman.
I slept with the balcony door open because my air conditioner still didn't work. So it was like 30 something when I woke up in the room, but it was phenomenal.
Oh wow.
But you were overlooking the yacht, right?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
That was nice. That's pretty sweet.
Go on our Instagram page and look at the pictures of the yacht. Oh, it's on your story. You have to do it.
Yeah. You're going to have to add it to your highlights.
It's my highlight. Yeah.
It was a really nice yacht.
It's highlight worthy.
I wanted to get on it somehow.
We tried.
Yeah. I like went out on the balcony this morning and I was like.
So for reference.
Didn't work.
The yacht that we're referring to is the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars yacht. And it's, we don't Google anymore. We ChatGPT. So I ChatGPT'd it and $360 million yacht that cost over $30 million annually just to keep it going.
Wow.
Why?
I don't know why.
If I had that kind of money, it's not going to be to keep the yacht floating. I'm going to do something different than keeping a yacht for $30
million. For
$30
million.
That's a new accent. I haven't heard that.
Oh, my God.
How about no? you know, but I aspire. Is that the word I'm looking for? I'm tired. Aspire? Yeah. To be? Is that a thing you can aspire to be?
Not aspire to be.
To be.
Not the Statue of Liberty. But I wouldn't have yacht money. That would be phenomenal. Just even know, I'm like, yeah, I could just spend $30 million this year to leave it floating.
Yeah. What we counted this morning, there was 5 hot tubs or pools on the yacht. I zoomed in. Mm-hmm. I was like, 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Porque? I don't know.
Definitely not the scarcity mindset.
No, yeah.
It's an abundance.
More
mindset.
Is better. More pools, more better.
Imagine the yacht if the Jags were really good.
Oh.
Facts.
Burn from her own city.
Vancouver. Facts. Someone else said that last night, though, too. They're like, I just can't imagine, like, that such a not good team, I gotta watch my words, has so much money. I was like, that's funny. How much money does a good team have? Like,
I don't know.
Crazy.
We should ask the Bucks.
I don't watch sports like that, though. I will say that. Like, sports to me, like, I'm a social sports person. Like, I'll go to games to, like, hang out with people.
Yeah.
But I don't normally watch the game.
Mm-mm. I just talk.
And I don't understand why men scream at them like they can hear them.
Oh, that's
And I also don't understand why they always think they're better at the sport than the people that are getting paid. No.
Yeah,
you should have thrown it to
coach. Yes.
You don't even know how to catch the ball if they threw it at you down the field. Why are you telling them what they should do? It was always like having 3 sisters growing up. For me, it was like a thing too. Like, oh God, y'all going to come for me for this one. But like when there was somebody that was, I'm just going to be very PC, not fit.
Someone
to
not
coach,
fit.
Screaming at the girls to do flips and all this stuff and cheerleading. I'm like, you, the most exercise you've done is to get your Big Mac in your mouth. And you're screaming at these kids to, like, do things you can't even do? Like, come on.
That was at Dance Moms growing up.
Listen, that's a whole different beast. Crazy. Yeah, well, whole different topic for another day. But With that,
KJ,
yeah, it's your turn.
What did I start with? I was definitely not a mascot of any kind for any company.
Oh, man, I was really hoping you had that up your sleeve.
I'm like, wow, you didn't think that sounds back in my day.
I worked at Disney. I can't tell you who I was.
I can't tell you who I was.
I was a friend.
There will be sides.
I was a friend.
I was a friend of Tinkerbell.
No, I actually was. My cousin danced as Cinderella at Disney World, so I actually like that. You kind of made that connection there. Let's see. Service industry. I was in the a waitress, server, host, whatever you want to call it, for my teenage years.
Which is a skill. That's that's a skill.
Huge skill. Like, if you are in real estate right now, or if you're in restaurant right now, hospitality at any. Right. Well, one, it's hard because you're putting up with a lot of people. But two, if you think you want to get into real estate and you're just like, well, I don't even know what I'm doing. If you're already a server and you're serving people and keeping track of what they want and staying one step ahead of them and getting good tips, you're probably going to make a good transition over into real estate.
Oh, for sure.
The best.
Wow. It's a good idea. It's a good thought.
It is. We should bring on some people who are thinking about it. That would be a good topic to hear, kind of like flesh those questions out.
DM us.
At DMS, if you're looking to get into that. Bartenders are some of the best people that make
social
really good agents.
Off the charts.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
One of our biggest groups of people that we know that do a lot of business in Tampa, they were all blackjack dealers.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Yeah.
Right? Cool. So his whole team worked worked in the casino in Tampa, and now they're all in real estate, and they are killing it. It's because they're bringing over those skills. I was not a blackjack dealer. I did play blackjack pretty well, though. So
good to know.
Good to know.
I suck at card games.
It's card games. That's what we're going to call it.
Anything. If it's not Go Fish or Oh No, I'm out.
Did you say Oh No?
Oh No.
If it's not Oh No. So let's see. I was a server for a long time. I was a personal trainer for like 2-3 years, another skill set that goes really well into the industry because you're just working with clients one-on-one and you have these contracts with them that they're going to show up certain days and you have this obligation to them and expectations to meet. Another good industry to bring into this. I also taught third grade for 3 years.
I did not know that.
Oh, there you go. You learned your thing.
There's my thing.
Taught in third grade. Yes. And that I would say probably is the biggest skill set that I brought over to what I do now. You know, people don't know, like I have my master's degree and I always say like, why do I have that? Like, I don't even need it. My kids ask me, what do I need to do to be in real estate? What do I need to do in college to go to real estate? I'm like, well, you don't really need to go. There is a program out there, but you don't need to. And I was telling my friend, like, why did I spend all that time doing that and now, you know, I don't even use it. And she goes, don't you though? Don't you use what you learned?
100%.
Like going through those deadlines and making sure your grammar was correct and, you know, doing all of these things that you need to do in order to get your master's degree or even your any degree. And I'm like, you're right. I do use those things in my everyday life. The way I speak, the way I write emails, the way I handle situations. Like, you're right. I am using it. So, but yeah, and then I was a real estate agent. Most of you, if you've been listening into this podcast before, like I was an agent since 2017. I did wholesale. I was on a team. I was a solo agent. So I kind of have done all of it. And then I went into title in 2022. And when we say we go into title, like we always like to clear this up because people are like, oh, you're a title agent. No, we are not. We do not run your files. We do not run your searches. We have expert teams to handle that. Really, really well all over the state of Florida. And they work from their home. They work from office. They work from wherever they need to get their job done to make sure that deals are closing on time and with a great experience, a great customer experience. So those are our backgrounds. And then we're going to bring on our special guest for today and kind of talk about what her background is because she's got kind of a similar situation, but she's going to bring in another piece to it. And then we'll wrap it up. So can I
bippity boppity boop?
All right. We're going to try to do Rachel.
Magical transitions here, y'all. So if you're not watching this, you'll just hear some kind of weird. She gone. Oh my God, it's like KJ, other KJ.
Your Liberty Band.
No, y'all don't want to see that.
I do.
Listen.
So badly.
I love when you do a podcast like this, too.
Hold on.
Wait.
Oh my God, I don't even want to edit this out now. This is hilarious.
Oh, look at that.
Good luck editing that. Oh.
This podcast is going to be released a week from now for sure.
Please leave it without the transition.
Just like this. Oh, my God. So what happened was... no, but let's introduce.
Hello.
You're seeing double on your screen now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. I almost butchered it again. First Coast Mortgage Funding. Nailed it.
Got it that time.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah,
what's your name?
My name is Kelly Capozzi. I'm a loan officer here with First Coast Mortgage Funding.
Oh, nailed it.
Yeah. So I'm actually a newer loan officer. I've been with First Coast for 3 years, but I started in a marketing role and decided to get my license and have transitioned into being a full-time LO. And for me, it just seems like kind of a natural transition. So much of what we do is relationship, right. You know, it's a relationship business. Yeah. So I was doing marketing and business development, and I just felt like I was creating all these great relationships with agents and then at some point having to hand them off to somebody else, to hand them over to the LO to take over. And while I enjoyed that and it was great, I just felt like there was a bit of a disconnect. And so now I get to stay with, you know, my clients and with my agents from start to finish through the whole process. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
I like that. So you said something that I think is, being in the LO world, I think 8 years collectively. I started back when like we didn't have to have licenses. That was weird. Like you're breathing, you have a job, you approved.
In the olden days.
Here to close me tomorrow. Right. Here's your loan. You're never gonna pay it. It was great. It was fun, weird. But one thing you said was like, you know, we were talking about the marketing and like the handover, right? In a lot of industries, like it's hard to determine that part. Some people are okay with the handover and the transition, mm-hmm. like passing the baton to let them finish. Some people want that control all the time.
Right.
Were you seeing that it was they weren't, I don't even know how to put this in words, but like, were they not breathing and living what you were practicing? You know what I mean? Like, were you setting the bar and then you were passing off hoping that they would meet that and they weren't? And it was just like,
no,
feeling the experience?
I don't think it was that at all. It was just that I had created, honestly, friendships with these people. And sometimes they knew the loan officer that I was handing them off to, and sometimes they didn't.
Right.
So it got to a point, if I'm meeting a new agent, I'm creating this relationship, and then I'm going to make the transition. It was like, well, wait, I'm not going to be working with you. And, mm-hmm. you know, and then I'm trying to introduce them to the loan officer. So it was just like, you know, a bit of a disconnect.
So you're just like, no, let me just take this
on. I think it just speaks to the relationship business that is real estate. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about how you make the people feel that you're around. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing the work to establish the relationship, bring them to the brand, and they're falling in love with you and the value that you bring and the things about your personality, and they're thinking of, oh, well, this client is really going to relate to Kelly because they're both military. Or, you know, she's got that background of being a military spouse and knowing what that looks like, and then not always translating into the experience that that agent or that client has. So I think it's just in so much of what we do in title, it's about, you know, because everybody does title and title is title, but what makes us different as a company, what makes her different as a loan officer, the value that she can bring to the people, it just wasn't necessarily translating if she's not the one that gets to then, you know.
That makes sense.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up too, because, you know, I think the whole point of it is talking about our background and what we bring to the table, what that does for us in our business. And Leanne and I both grew up in a military family. Our dad was 30 years career Army. And then I married into it. Wow. So our dad retired and my husband commissioned within 3 days of each other.
Oh, wow. So let the record show, what we were told not to date soldiers. My parents didn't want us to have to live that life.
They're related if you haven't figured that out
yet.
And
one of us listened and one of us didn't.
One of us.
That's one of us. Hilarious. That's
that's true.
One of us did what we were
saying. I didn't think I wanted to live this life, but those were the only guys I was attracted to.
Yeah, listen. Go for it. There's something with the uniform, man. The uniform. There's something with the uniform. Let me tell you.
Yeah, but I mean, so we've moved our whole life. I've never in my whole life lived anywhere longer than 3 years. Mm-hmm. actually coming up on that here. We'll be in Jacksonville 3 years. What was it? New Year's Eve we moved here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, nice. But I think just moving so much throughout our childhood and constantly having to start over and make new friends, like, you know, we can walk into a room of people that we don't know and not be uncomfortable and create conversation and establish friendships easily. Yeah. And I think that that's helped both of us in our career, and I think is a huge asset to have, like, the gift to gab, I guess. You know, I didn't necessarily realize that that was a life skill.
Right, it is.
Until
yeah.
later, it no, was it just, is. You know.
Because people who have never, have always had the same group of people since kid till adulthood, when they are put into a new situation, like, some of them are just natural extroverts, but a lot of them are, like, completely awkward. They have no idea how to have a conversation with someone that they don't know.
Yeah.
When I first got into this role, the, you know, the person that I was looking to be, to work for was like, well, you'd be calling agents. So calling people that you don't know, you'd be doing meetings and lunches and coffees. And I'm like, this sounds amazing.
You mean I get to be a professional friend?
Right.
Right. Professional
but I mean, there's people
friend.
That you talk to that, like, that is their worst scenario in their life, to have to meet someone they don't know at a restaurant and sit there and have a meal with them for an hour. And I'm like, This is great. No problem talking to somebody that I don't know.
I will tell you a little secret that I do. Like, sometimes if I'm walking into an event and I don't write off, like, see somebody I know or somebody, it can't hop into a conversation, I just look around for the most awkward, uncomfortable looking person in the room who maybe is an introvert and doesn't know how to do that. And I go and I talk to that person. Oh. And they are so grateful that somebody started a conversation that they didn't have to.
Oh, it reminds me of, like, school, and it was always like the kid that's sitting by themselves at lunch and just like, I'm going to sit with you. Are you okay? Yeah. You good?
I always tell our kids, like, you, like, go find that person that doesn't have any friends and you go talk to that person. Because you don't know what they've got going on, and they don't know. They're shy.
Yep.
This is definitely not an industry for shy people.
Yeah.
No.
This one over here that's off camera says she's shy, but she's not.
I mean, she was Lady Liberty. How shy can she be?
Right.
I push the boundaries.
Facts.
She's so not.
The gift of gab is so funny because I don't think people sit back and think of that thing. Like, sometimes people joke about it, like, oh, they can talk to anyone. Ha, 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 ha. But again, it really is a gift. It really is a gift. And if you can talk to someone and they enjoy the conversation, that's even better.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people that have the gift of gab that they open their mouth and it's like, bleh. Like, shut up.
And it's, you can't get away.
You can't get away.
Oh, don't.
And I feel guilty sometimes. I'm an over-talker, like, all the time. But I am very, like, when I do my classes, when I do my things, I set expectation. You know, hey guys, like, I will go off topic. I will ramble. You feel free to reel me back in, cut me off, ask a question. Like, I think in those scenarios, I think that there's a lot of power in understanding how you are and how people can perceive you, and just call out the obvious sometimes. That way it's less awkward, you know? And they're not, because if I say that and then I start doing it, you're less likely to get that person in the back like, oh my God, he's rambling. Oh, no, I already told you I would.
Right. Well, so. And from somebody who's actually been in one of your classes, I think that what makes it so enjoyable is that you're so genuine and you put it all out there from the start. And I think that's, I can speak for myself. I think I can speak for all of us that I think that's everyone's goal, is really just to be genuine in what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know,
to be real and care. And actually, I want that to, like, exude. And I think that's the beautiful thing about the direction we're going with, you know, Milestone. And I know your guys' company is very the same. For those of you who haven't seen the way First Coast does things, I mean, their faces are everywhere. There's little cartoon characters. Oh, like, it's so a whole cute. Vibe. It's super cute.
And our owners, Jason and Aaron, have their own podcast launching in January.
Ooh.
Yes, it's Hometown Jacks is what it is.
So we'll leave that in the show notes so you guys can find it.
What's it called?
Hometown Jacks.
Hometown Jacks.
So they'll be interviewing, like, the local people here. Like, they've already done a few. I haven't watched any yet. I'm not privy to the behind the scenes. But the whole idea of it was, like, I want to interview, you know, somebody who works for JEA. I want to interview, you know, the trash guy. I want to talk to small business owner, the firefighter.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's gonna be really great. Just, like, highlighting our community and people in our community. So
it fits with the name. That's really cool.
It does. Yeah, I like that a lot. I think the ultimate goal of today's conversation is, you know, taking your past, your history, whatever it may be. I mean, we were talking about it off camera earlier. It's like, it doesn't matter if you worked at Starbucks, if you worked at Chick-fil-A. I mean, it doesn't matter where you work. Like, there is skill sets that you bring to the table that you should not knock. It drives me up a wall when I hear people say, like, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that. And then you take the time, like, well, what are you good at? Like, what did you do? And they start telling you, you're like,
so you are
that's some shit I can't even do. Like, you are good at something. Stop saying that. And my, you know, I got a lot of realtors. They come into my class, like, you know, I suck at this and I suck at that and I'm horrible at this. And I'm like, cause you don't know it. Like, you're good at what you're good at. You don't know what you don't know until you do. But you got to want to put in the time, and the effort.
Well, and don't be sedentary about it. Like, I was not good at video, and it overwhelmed me to try to figure out how to edit. But I realized, in this day and age and in our industry, it's a necessity.
Free tool.
Right. And it's free.
Free.
Right. Right. So I learned.
Yeah. And you have to want it, you know, and something I preach in my classes too is, you know, a lot of people don't do the spend the money thing, which is great. If you have the money to spend, go for it. Mm-hmm. But what I always say is, like, you know, my coach brought it up several times. She's like, if you're not good in front of the camera for free, what the hell makes you think you're going to be good in front of the camera after you spend $3,000?
The camera's going to make me look good, not if you're
done. So she's like, why don't you just get comfortable in front of the camera for free first? Mm-hmm. And then when you are comfortable, then you can start spending that money, then you'll just look better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but even then, I think there's so much power, again, in just setting expectations. If this is a new venture for you, if this is a new path you're taking, if this is a new, just be honest about it. Like, hey, guys, this is going to be awkward. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I'm doing it because I know it's important.
Oh.
You know, just give me a follow and let's see how this goes. You know, I'll get better. Mm-hmm. And then let people be a part of the journey, you know. And to your point earlier, too, about, like, the relationship building and the skills that you brought in. And I think you said it, too, about, like, the people, the relationship, the people. Like, we are our business. Mm-hmm. Title is title. Mm-hmm. You know, mortgages are mortgages. What makes people want to do business with you is you, the human, not your logo. Not your outfit. I know I'm a swagged out human being, but, like, this logo is just the logo. Like,
right.
You know, I am Milestone. KJ is Milestone. Leanne is Milestone. Rachel's Milestone, right? This is just the logo, you know, but you really have to build relationships, go into it with the right mindset, not chasing the money, chase the relationship, and then let the rest fall into place.
I like that.
Because too many people are chasing the money.
It's who you are, but it's who you are to them. The value that you bring to them.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And that transaction or that, you know, whatever the case may be.
You know, we had it's really funny that this is the topic we chose to talk about because we had a little quarrel.
We had a quarrel.
We had a quarrel in the car on the way here, me and my husband. you know, because we do travel planning on the side, right? And he's busy. He has a real job too, full time, you know, so he's working on the computer on the way here and working on some things. Right. And, you know, one of our best friends, we're booking a cruise for him and it's for, you know, his, wife's birthday. And so he's trying to plan some things in case he listens to this before the, no, he leaves in 2 days. It should be fine.
It won't be edited by then.
Yeah, no, it will not be edited by then. I have to learn how to make people disappear and stuff.
They'll be on the cruise.
Yeah, or you're just going to get the uncut version of us pretending to make someone disappear, and it's just going to look like physical abuse with the microphone.
Right.
But no, like, we got in this little thing, and I was talking to him, and he kind of gets wrapped up in his little world, and he compares. He's like, well, I'm not in real estate. I'm not in business like you are. But I have to sometimes just say, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. It's just some things are just common sense. You got to think about, put yourself in the other person's shoes, right? Mm-hmm. And the situation we had was, you know, my best friend messaged us about the cruise and the party. And he's like, how do I surprise my wife with, like, decorations or something for her birthday in the room? And him just in his hasty, like, I've got a lot going on, I'm about to go into Zoom, texted him and goes, well, here's the phone number. You can call them and see what, you know, see what they can do. And I looked over. I'm like, do not send that message. He's like, why? I'm like, you have to provide the service. Like, what good are we as travel agents if we're telling our client to call anyway? Like, the whole, you know, sometimes we don't have deals. Sometimes we don't have bonuses. So at that point, it's the service. And I think back to, like, our brainwashed military people. Sorry, y'all brainwashed. Don't use USA. I worked there for 4 years. It was the most immoral shit place I've ever worked in my life. Like, at one point there was, like, suicide watch. They had counselors and therapists because, like, people were not, it was not a good spot. But people are brainwashed because of the service. And I would tell people, you're paying $1,000, $2,000 more a year for your insurance. Yeah, but they have really good service. Yeah, and I'm like, but I've always had them. And so you got to think that mindset. I'm like, dude, like, business mindset, like, we're not offering anything of value right now. We don't have any discounts on that particular cruise, right? So at this point, it's the service part. Yeah, but I don't have time. Okay, great. So set the expectation. Hey, I'm about to go into a meeting. I'll find that out for you. Give me a couple hours. Mm-hmm. You know, like, set the expectation. Don't put it in there. Because then at that point, what's the point of using you? Right. You know what I mean? And the same goes with the title. It goes back to, like, what we were talking about earlier. Title's title, mortgages is mortgages. What is in it for the other person? It's the service. It's the human behind the interaction.
It's fixing,
you know, like, anybody can sell you a home. Anybody can sell your home, right? But, like, you want to do it with someone that you relate to, someone that you vibe with, someone that you have similarities with.
You feel comfortable picking up the phone and asking a question or asking them to do something because you know that they're going to be in it for you.
Correct.
Right. Which, you know, all of us give off that energy when we're working with people. Like, if you need something, you can call me. I'll either tell you flat out I can't do it or I'll say, let me see what I can get done for you.
Yeah.
You know, concert going on.
But I think on that note, I think that's, you know, I think that's where we end it is.
Yeah, that was our timer.
Be intentional. With everything you do, be intentional. And that's something that, you know, honestly, Tony's really changed my perspective, our owner, on the intention. I came in with this chase, chase, chase mindset. And, you know, his is very different. It's like, we're going to be intentional. We only want to do business with people that want to do business with us. We're not just going to go after anybody and everybody. We want it to be special. We want it to feel special. We want you to feel like you're a part of something bigger than it is. And be intentional with what you do. If you're going to list someone's house, be intentional with what you're doing. Ask the questions that make sense. If you're going to do someone's mortgage, and as mortgage people, you probably get a lot of, we call them rescue loans, you know, that you got to save. Most of the time, it's just because that lender either pawned it off on some assistant to get their application, or they just gave them the link and they filled out the application. They didn't check it. Mm-hmm. You know, there was so much power. I didn't do a lot of loans because I was doing a lot of marketing, but when I did, I was intentional. Hey, I just got your loan application. I wanted to go over this line by line real quick and make sure nothing's incorrect. And I want to make sure I understand the situation, right? Be intentional. Hey, I see that you put someone's name. Are you guys, is that your spouse? Like, what's the situation? Like, you know, just ask the questions and just do the damn thing.
Yeah, I think being intentional and being genuine, like we were talking about before, if you're trying, you know, back to the marketing and the social media piece, if you're trying to be somebody else on social media that you're not, it's never going to work.
And it comes
through that way. Mm-hmm. Like, you look like what you look like.
You sound like what you sound like.
Correct. Even though when you listen, it does sound different.
We had one of our coaches did do the scientifical, like, the way I hear myself is not how you hear me. You hear me. All of our brains are different. And the cranial shapes and I don't know, the whole thing. Y'all can talk about that.
Be you, do you. Like, that's what is going to attract people. That's what people want to see. People want to work with you.
Yeah, and they'll see right through the bullshit. I mean, if you think of nothing else outside of the business world, think about friends that we have on Facebook. I say this all the time. It's gross. You see them posting, like, I love my wife. I love this. And I'm like, they were just divorcing yesterday. And now they're posting pictures together again. Like, everything is hunky-dory. Like, why are you – stop.
Because people post the highlights.
They post the highlights, right?
There's a lot left on the editing floor that does not make it.
My leave-you-with thing – Instagram does become the highlight reel, the positive vibes, right? But there's a lot of power in just being vulnerable, you know, like, especially in our industry. Realtors are so scared. Lenders are so scared to talk about those vulnerable moments, the uh-ohs and the things that actually could probably help people be vulnerable. Like, this is not Selling Sunsets. This is not a Netflix series. You know, everybody gets into this like, I want to do that. They're just looking at houses. No.
Oh, God.
Yo, this shit's wild, y'all. You're fighting people like all the time for no reason on every end, title, mortgages. Yeah. Like, it's always something and it's always somebody's fault. It's always something. Don't point to blame. Just do the damn thing. Do it well. And
you're
just
conflict resolution in general, you're going to be great.
You're going to be phenomenal in this industry.
That's like 80% of it.
Yeah.
But it takes time. And I think the biggest tip is, what do you say? Be you, do you?
Be you, do you. Well, I was going to say too on that piece, Leanne and I took some really great marketing, social media training several years back. And I still remember one of the things the speaker said is use your social media as a way to make people fall in love with your life. So that doesn't mean that it has to just be the highlight reel, but it's also not the place to be like complaining about the drive-through line.
That's Twitter.
Nobody's in love with that.
No.
Good point.
So I think just sharing your life, who you are,
your
children, your hobbies, your passions.
Yeah. And sometimes it struggles. You know, like, hey, like, this month was rough, y'all. It looks pretty, but it was a rough month because this or that or this or that. But next month's going to be better, and here's why.
Yeah.
Right. You know, here's what I'm going to do to make sure next month isn't this month.
Yeah, and people like to follow that energy. They like to follow someone that's like, yeah, we all kind of felt down, well, for whatever reason. And like, okay, they're pulling themselves out, so I can. Like, it kind of gives them that extra boost.
Yeah.
Because if you're following someone that's just like, yep, life sucks. It's going to suck today. It's going to suck tomorrow. It's never going to get any better. You're like, ew. Bye.
Hi.
I don't want
hide.
To do
that. Yeah, hide. Snooze. Snooze post for 30 days.
Like, it's very real.
Yeah.
That stuff is to that person. But when you're trying to present yourself as someone that I want to work with this person, mm-hmm. that can't be what you post all the time.
Correct.
You got to do something to like give people a reason to want to follow you.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So either very drama or very positive.
One or the other.
Be drama positive. I'm drama. I identify as drama positive.
You just made up a new term. I love it. Hashtag drama positive.
The plus sign.
Oh my gosh.
Drama plus.
Drama plus. Oh, it's like the premium version of drama.
Yeah. I got the paid version. I got a pro.
No commercials in this.
No commercials. Oh my gosh.
Really,
well,
all 7 seasons at once.
Oh, that's the best, but also the worst. I hate when they do that because then it's like 4 years until you get the next season. It's like, okay, now I have to watch it all over again.
Oh, Stranger Things.
Stranger Things gets still me like the Game of Thrones season. Used to do me like that. I was like, oh, what a great season. And then it's like 14 years later, I'm like, oh, who is this person? How do you pronounce their name? Is she a man or a woman or with a man or a woman? Or is the horse or person? I'm not sure. On Game of Thrones, I have no idea. In that show, you don't even know. You wake up, you're like, what is that? She married the shoe. And then it turned into a dragon. And then it was on fire. I'm like, what is happening?
And then it was on fire.
Yeah. You could watch that completely sober on nothing ever and still be like, what is happening? I don't understand. And then they start talking that Dothraki stuff, and I'm like,
ooh, yeah.
Hello, 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 hello.
The subtitles on for when they do speak that.
So creepy. And I'm like, what are they saying? Are they talking about me? Or are they just making up words? I don't know. We'll end on that.
We digress.
Don't use big words on your social media that people don't understand. That's what Dothraki. Don't use Dothraki in your marketing.
Anyway, I like how you still pulled it back in and made it relevant.
Yeah, don't.
Right? Oh, that was wonderful.
Don't use Dothraki. Use big, bold, beautiful letters and words so people can read them and understand them.
Yes.
No terminology. We love you. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate you guys. Really appreciate you for having us down for the event. Phenomenal. Hopefully we continue to be a sponsor. I mean, it's a hell of a cool thing happening out here. So follow us. Follow Milestone Jacksonville. Follow First Coast.
Mortgage funding.
I was going to let her finish that. I was going to speak Dothraki on that one.
What is your Instagram handle for you specifically?
For me specifically, it's Close with Capozzi.
Ooh, yeah. Close with, how do you spell Capozzi?
Capozzi.
Did you get that?
Yeah. Capozzi.
So my old Instagram.
That's what it sounds like.
I like that you turned it into a cheer.
I love it.
I was just going to say, my old Instagram before I got into the industry, I used it. We had an RV that we renovated, and I used it just for that. And that handle was Rig Around Capozzi's.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
That's cute.
It is.
You're very clever.
Too cute.
You learned that about her.
She's very punny.
And what's yours?
Very funny.
I am funny, too. I love
funny. Mine's boring. It's just my name, Leanne Triplett.
That's mine. Mine's just Melvin Ray. It works. My middle name.
Yeah, I'm KJ _ Workman.
Yeah.
And then Milestone Jackson has its own.
His Milestone title, Jax.
JX.
What happened?
It's her Instagram name. I love it. We'll tell you later.
We'll tell you later.
What does KJ stand for, by the way?
Carrie Janae. So you'll hear people call.
I never knew that either. What the hell is happening?
You learned something new. You said you hadn't learned something new.
Oh, how do you're done. Janae? That's it forever. Janae.
How do you spell Janae?
Whoa.
J-E-A-N-A-Y-E.
Oh, no, not going to spell that. That's Jenna.
I know. I was called that.
I love you, Jenna.
We have a Jenna that works here, but she has a silent S on the end.
So she's two people. Jenna's.
Jenna.
I'm sure she gets all kinds of
Jenna's
pronunciations and spellings.
Well, I mean, I was
Marv. Someone once tried to spell Leanne's name, L-E-A-N. Lean.
You're lean.
Lean at me.
It happened.
That's funny. Yeah, I was Marv all night last night, so you know, it is what it is. Yeah, I'm whoever you need me to be, as long as you know that we got your title back.
Yeah, call me what you want, but call me.
But call me. Rebrew out.
Bring it to
my God. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Drop the mic.